The ups and downs of raising children are nothing new, but in an era when both parents are often working and in many cases trying to figure out how involved they should be, this kind of help is much in demand. And these questions are getting a fresh look in a new book by journalist Jennifer Senior, titled All Joy and No Fun, The Paradox of Modern Parenthood. Author Jennifer Senior joins me now to talk about the challenges of modern parenting and the way it's evolving. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So the premise of the book is that modern parenting, modern families have undergone huge changes over the last, what, half a century.
Yeah.
Talk about how, what's happened, what's changed.
Three things. I'll be brief about them, but first, choice. I know it seems very obvious to say, but we can now organize we can plan how many kids we have. We can space them apart according to our desires if we want to. Back in Plymouth Colony, there were 8 kids. In 1850, there were 5 kids per family. Now there are 2. So imagine how much value we assign to each kid and what kind of value we assign to parenthood generally that we didn't before. Average age, let's see, if you are a middle-class woman, you've had a college education, you are, odds are, going to have your first kid at 30.3 years old. So just imagine how much free time you had before that and how used to your autonomy you got. So that's a big change.
And the economy has done much better. Many people are living better than they used to.
Yeah, they're living better than they used to. So, of course, like one hopes for happiness for one's kids and one hopes for a certain level of comfort for one's kids that one never did. I mean, your kids now survive.
And in the middle of all this, the role of the child and the way parents view their children has undergone a transformation.
You are now isolating what I think is the biggest change. The biggest change is the role of the child. Right through the progressive era, so let's say right through like 1920, kids worked. And this is not a particularly ethical thing, but it's how things were. Right. Which means that effectively, they were kicking money into the family till, and the more money and the more children you had, the better off your family was. They were economic assets. Once we banned child labor, it's sort of the everything inverted, and we basically started working for our kids because we now live in this world where it's very economically competitive, where income inequality is expanding. So if we want our kids to be viable and have the same chance at a middle-class life, what do? We drive them to tennis, we check their homework, we drive them to Suzuki violin, we do all these things.
And we want their lives to be even better as they can be from what their parents' lives were. At the same time, moms are working. And you write, Jennifer, in traveling around the country about how much stress this is putting on the average middle-income American.
Yes, you've named the third thing that I think is the biggest change. We work different, and namely, mothers are, the vast majority of moms are now in the paid workforce. So you would think we would have rules and scripts and norms for how to handle this between husbands and wives, and we don't. And so the number one thing that husbands and wives fight about is not money, it's not sex, it's chores. I mean, think about
chores around the house.
Around the house. So just, it's the domestic division of labor. So just think about how much pressure is on this tiny couple when they're both working, odds are, right? They want to do as good a job as they can and cultivate their children as much as they can and spend, women now spend more time with their kids than they did in the 1960s. There's a fun fact for you. Cultivate their kids.
But feel guilty about not spending even more time.
This is the great misconception. Women all think that, working women in particular, think that they're neglecting their children. Their mothers who were not working were spending all of their time cleaning the house and making meals and stuff, keeping an impeccable house. Whereas now our houses are filthy, according to the American Timing Survey.
But
which we spend time with our kids.
Which gets to the title, All Joy and No Fun.
There's a lot of drudgery involved in this. I mean, I think moment to moment, there's been lots of convincing evidence that shows that our well-being is compromised by these strains.
And which gets to the deeper point here, Jennifer Senior, that somehow it's gotten out of whack for many of us in terms of the emphasis that we place on what we need to do for our kids.
Yes, and I think actually one of the more peculiar outcomes in this situation is that we don't only feel like we need to cultivate our children and prepare them, you know, except, you know, we don't know what the world's going to look like, so, you know, we drive them all over creation and do what we can. But I think we also feel like we should be custodians of their happiness. That is a very recent development. And no less than Benjamin Spock warned that American parents were going to try and do this. In the 1960s, he saw this coming, and he said, this isn't a good idea. There is no curriculum for this. How do you make a kid happy? You know, you should teach them how to do things and how to be good people. But I mean, happy? That's a very hard thing to teach.
And so as I ask you, what is the golden mean? let me also ask you, as you say very candidly, this is a book mainly about middle income, middle class Americans. Working class Americans in a different situation?
Depends. I mean, you know, in some ways these are high class problems. I mean, if you are going 2.5 hours each way to your minimum wage job and trying to figure out where to put your child, you know, while you're working, is that a problem? Is that a poverty problem or a parenting problem? If you're working class, if you actually have a steady wage, you know, you're slightly above. I met working class parents, and there's a couple in here who are profiled, you know, pretty extensively, who feel the exact same immense pressures and who will spend every last nickel on cultivating their kids. And also, they don't have great childcare options. Where do you put your kid? In after school programs that cost you money. I mean, that's what you do.
That's something for all of us to think about. All right, the book is All Joy and No Fun, The Paradox of Modern Parenthood. Jennifer Senior, thank you.
Thank you.